This is the old, old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with Program 58 in a 260-chapter series on the happenings and the people who made things happen over the past 50 years to mark the golden anniversary of broadcasting for HKP. The program follows that 25-year format of the great Frank L. Fitzsimmons, so merely we call it Where Fitz Left Off. And today, Hendersonville's ABCers. In the program on Monday, I related to you how John Scholer, in his infamous April Fool's edition of the Tribune in 1965, had referred to the grand dames of all as being Gertrude Arledge. Scholer probably did not know it, but Gertrude Arledge was a Broadway show person performing in the Ziegfeld Follies, and all that knew her would agree she had the carriage and the class of a professional in the field of show business. I've never heard the story of how she and Roon Arledge met, but it is no secret that all those who were born and raised on the edge of Polk had to be super cunning and wily beyond their years just to survive in the world outside. Roon had gone off to war, that's the First World War, and when the war ended in 1918, Roon went to college, got his law degree, and during the Depression became one of the top lawyers for Carolina Power and Light Company. This work found him frequently in the New York City area, and later he became associated with the Equitable Life Insurance Company as head of their mortgage loan department. And with the wily skills and the cunning of an old fox, which are traits known to everybody raised on the edge of Polk, he courted and wed his wife Gertrude. He retired in the 70s and returned to Hendersonville, where he became involved with Redden & Redden Law Firm here in Hendersonville. Now, Roon was the kind of guy you immediately liked, whether on the golf course or for those who were deer hunters. And speaking of deer hunting, Monroe Redden Jr. told me the first time Roon was involved in a hunt up at the camp. He said, they have an old tradition that if one shoots at a deer and misses, he has his shirt tail cut off. Monroe said that when everybody rolled out before dawn on the morning of that hunt, Roon showed up wearing a fancy sports shirt from Abercrombie & Fitch. I had the opportunity of just checking the price of an Abercrombie & Fitch sport coat in that snooty Bal Harbor, Florida store of theirs, and when I read the price tag, I experienced massive nausea and declared mental bankruptcy. Well, the day old Roon was making his debut as master deer hunter, he showed up that morning wearing a fancy Abercrombie & Fitch sport shirt. Well, as the morning wore on, suddenly, according to witnesses, Roon spotted a nice buck and pulled the trigger. Bam! He missed. Now let's recall to the wily and cunning ways of a Polk County man. Old Roon, at the end of the hunt, snuck back to the small cabin where he was staying and quickly changed to an old cheap work shirt he had brought with him. Monroe said that when he and his dad spotted him coming into the lodge wearing that old shirt, they knew what he had done. So the two of them snuck up to Roon's little cabin, found the Abercrombie & Fitch sport shirt, cut the tail off of it, and took it back with them to the lodge building. After supper, he said, Roon rose casually and says, well, I guess it's time to cut my shirt tail off. He said his dad laughed heartily and held up the Abercrombie & Fitch shirt and said, no, we done cut it off for you, and handed him the shirt. I was killing time one day, chewing the fat with Roon, and I said, Roon, I'm curious, how did your son, Roon Jr., get into television? And he laughed and said, bluff. He said little Roon had called him and was scouting around for something that would be challenging and interesting to do in life and had read that the position of vice president in charge of sports was open at ABC TV, but he was hesitant to apply because he had no experience. Roon says, I told him, bluff it, son. Simply tell him, and back it up with credentials, how truly smart, how brilliant you are, and that you have not become accustomed to nor tolerant of doing things in the old ways. You're innovative. You're creative, and you can put ABC Sports on the map. It worked. Roon Jr. did exactly as his dad told him, and he was hired, and he became eminently successful in taking ABC Sports to the top of the heap, and then became head of ABC News. And today, just say in the presence of an audience at ABC in New York, I'm here to visit my friend Roon Arledge and watch everybody stand and gape at you. Roon Arledge, another local boy who done good in big time, and tomorrow I'll tell you about another guy at ABC. There all of his life, but you never heard of his name. He was Reginald Wilcox. He was head of ABC Facilities and Leases. And way before that, Reg Wilcox was sales manager of Laurel Park Estates. Another memory of this seventh child, of a seventh child who was lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave, and a job that he's loved all of his life. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50 years.